During the second 2 weeks of September, there's plenty going on in both the morning and evening skies. If you look to the west-southwest about 45 minutes after sunset, you'll see Saturn closing in on Venus. Venus is quite bright, but rather low, and Saturn approaches it from the upper left. On Wednesday the 18th, Saturn comes closest to Venus, about 3.5 degrees or 7 full moon widths. It'll be to the upper right of Venus then, but Saturn's motion keeps carrying it farther and farther from Venus as it heads toward the sun's afterglow. In the morning sky, Mars is busy in the beehive. The 9th is the last morning to see the red planet in the midst of the faint but lovely beehive star cluster. Look about an hour before sunrise. Mars will be below the Gemini twins and Jupiter, which is quite bright. To get the maximum wow factor here, you really must see Mars and the beehive through binoculars, so be sure to grab them before you head outside. And even for a few days after the 9th, Mars will still be close enough that the two objects together make a really pretty pair. On the 19th, we get an annual treat, the harvest moon. Traditionally, the full moon closest to the autumnal equinox is given the title harvest moon, and some years it falls in early October. But this year comes just 3 days before the equinox, so there's no contest. The name harvest moon arose because for a few days around full moon, moonrise occurs only about 25 to 30 minutes later each night, and this ensures an early evening light source for farmers working late to harvest their crops. The effect is strongest just after the full moon because in the day or two preceding a full moon, the moon will be up before sunset, whether it's a harvest moon or not. This year, the harvest moon reaches fullness on the 19th at 6:13 a.m., so you may want to enjoy it the night before. The harvest moon phenomenon mirrors what the sun does in March. Around the spring equinox, the sun moves most rapidly north, and the farther north it gets, the earlier it rises. Full moons, being opposite the sun in the sky, move most rapidly north as the sun is heading most rapidly south, which is around the time of the autumnal equinox. The moon's orbit around Earth still makes it rise later each night, but the interval is briefest this time of year. The summer triangle of bright stars is highest in the sky now. The southernmost is Altair in Aquila, the eagle. Then in the northeast corner we have Deneb in Cygnus, the swan. And to the northwest, the brightest, which is called Vega in Lyra, the lyre of Orpheus. East of the triangle, another geometrical arrangement of stars, what we call an asterism, is entering the sky, and that's the great square of Pegasus, and we'll be seeing a lot of it all season. Which brings us to the inevitable end of summer. The fall equinox arrives at 3:44 in the afternoon on Sunday the 22nd, when the Earth will be lighted from pole to pole. From then until the spring equinox, the farther north you go, the shorter the days. Now, this time of year, we lose about 3 minutes of daylight a day, but that's nothing compared to places like Iceland and Alaska, where the loss is more like 6 minutes a day. That's all for now, and happy star watching.